After taking a break following 7 years of touring, Leslie Feist, or just Feist as she's known on stage, is back at it again. The Canadian-born singer-songwriter will release her next album on Tuesday. It's called Medals, and it follows two award-winning albums. Feist has also made an appearance on Sesame Street, where she helped Elmo and friends count to four with her hit song 1, 2, 3, 4. That same tune was also featured in an iPod commercial. When I spoke to Feist, though, I wanted to surprise her with a different kind of music from her past. I want to start by playing you a little music, if that's okay.
Sure. Oh, my God. I am having a flashback.
I'll let you tell us what it is.
That's a young, sweet, 15 or 16-year-old me.
I don't know how sweet that sounds. You were a real teenage punk rocker, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Where was your punk rocker kid shaped?
Well, I lived in Calgary at that point. My world was super limited, and I was in choirs and stuff, but also was starting to go to, like, gigs that were happening at the community halls.
And is mom worried hearing you screaming and kind of punking out when you're a kid?
I think a lot of things probably perplexed her about that particular era of my life. She just applied her knowledge to that context. Like, she invoiced me when she lent me money to make our first batch of T-shirts and charged me interest. She wasn't into it. She wasn't out of it. But she just sort of did her mom thing in what I was in the midst of.
I wanted to ask you about your 2004 album, Let It Die. This is a little bit of Gatekeeper, one of your songs from that album.
Well, it's time to begin as the summer sets in. That's the scene you set for new lovers. You play your part, painting it a new start, but each gate will open another.
There was a lot of romance in that album, but it was sad. I mean, it wasn't romance that ended well.
When does it ever end well? I mean, if it ends, then it's not ending well, it's ending. And if it keeps going, then it's not about ending. So I suppose the ending is usually of an unwell kind, no?
And has it always ended for you so far?
Thus far, yes.
February, April, said, don't be fooled by that summer again.
Gatekeeper was sort of my first attempt to put a little bit of a frame and some boundaries around songwriting and try to figure out a way to approach it that had a sort of end result in mind. I haven't written many like that, but Gatekeeper was sort of, I think I know what I wanted to be about, so how do I go about writing about that?
Can I ask you about Sesame Street?
Sure.
1, 2, 3, 4 monsters walking across the floor. I love counting to the number 4.
There was a 2007 hit, 1, 2, 3, 4, lands you on Sesame Street. It lands you in an iPod commercial. I mean, you just suddenly exploded with popularity.
When I first played 1, 2, 3, 4, it was on stage in San Francisco at some kind of, like, sticky floored club. And it felt like a punk song. I mean, it's ridiculous to say that now, but it had that kind of, like, piercing straight melody and then this fist-pumping ending. You know, that ba-da, ba-da. It just felt so simple in an absolutely non-patronizing way. And so it's so funny that the song that I approached with that sensibility became what it did and turned everything on its head.
Was there a downside to doing something that became really commercial?
It's a double-edged sword. I mean, I can only know that I might guide my next decision-making a bit differently. Before that, I've been signed to a label for the first time after making records for years and selling them off the edge of the stage. I had no illusions about accepting help at that point. It's just at some point, at the umpteenth twirl of that, like, roulette wheel of all these external influences, that's when I took some time off.
A lot of people would hear a successful musician, you know, talk about difficult times and say, oh, you know, life is difficult for you. I mean, you're making money, you have fans. What was one day where you could describe to someone where you could really convince them that, like, this really got tough and you needed to sort of escape for a while?
I thought you were going to flip that and turn it into, like, a facetious, like, making fun of people who complain about that kind of thing, because
no.
There's no way to make sense in your mind of complaining about that kind of thing. It felt absurd to feel the way that I did at that point. It's kind of like when you plan a vacation forever and you get there and it's a lot more real than it looked in pictures, and you just end up tired or hungry or your shoe is broken. And in the end, you are just a human who's hungry or tired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, that was ultimately, I just got tired.
Well, you got back to writing, and your new album is called Medals. Why that title?
the short answer is that metals can be found unforged and raw and molten in the center of the earth, and they can also be highly refined and turned into like little tiny jewelry.
Cicadas and ghosts escape on the floor. The land and the sea, you're distant from me.
Talk if you can about the song Cicadas and Gulls.
Well, I wrote it in Toronto, and the ocean and warmth are two things that I don't get a lot of experience with. So it creates a certain symbolism for the warmth and unattainability of all these kind of places that you don't end up.
Talk me through the song The Bad in Each Other from the new album. Let's play a little of it. I guess we're still not settled that romance is a good thing yet.
Well, there's just some universal truths in a way that I've just observed to be true. You read Voltaire, you read modern literature, anywhere you go, there's these observations about romantic love and what it does to people and these rotten feelings. Rarely are people meaning to do that to each other. I mean, unless, do you mean it when you when you hurt someone? Oh, silence.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer that one. That singer-songwriter Leslie Feist, if you hear her on the radio, they'll call her just Feist. And her fourth album, Metals, will be released on October 4th. Leslie, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
You can hear a song from the album Metals now at nprmusic.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.